Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second, the left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman fires to first and has Harrelson trapped. There's the throw to Wine, who tags Harrelson for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Jones reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to third. Staub moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Wine moves to third. Stahel moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ferry. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Ferry throws the ball into LaBoy, who tags Marshall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boswell goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Foy steals second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets won, and the Expos won. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel misplays the ball. That's an error on Stahel. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry strikes out. 1 out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boswell. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Wine applying the tag. 2 outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Claude Raymond now pitching. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Ron Swoboda now playing right field. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Ron Taylor now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-3 in the game. LaBoy strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Ferry moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Boots Day pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing shortstop. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tug McGraw now pitching. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Mac Jones. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Stahel moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Staub reaches second base with a double. Stahel scores. Phillips moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.